Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
This is Mason County Judge Jerry Bearden with a report of the Mason County Commissioners Court met on November 8, 2021 at 8:45. Full complement of commissioners, elected officials, department heads, and public. Went through our regular meeting with paying the bills, the minutes, the citizens' comments. We had some citizens concerned about the county's obligations with ARPA funds and COVID funds that we had received, and I believe we answered the questions that they had directed to the court. Then we had a presentation by LCRA representatives concerning radio communications. The county clerk presented a canvas of the 2021 constitutional amendment election that the commissioners approved. Then the first action item of business was for the commissioners to set the regular meeting of the commissioners' court, which they set for next year, with most of those being on the second and fourth Mondays at 8:45 a.m., except for a couple of exemptions or exceptions when we have holidays. And then those meetings will be on the Tuesday after the holiday. Next item of business was to approve the election of three new directors to the Mason Central Appraisal District Board of Directors. We were presented with three names, Randy Cruzy, Jim Bob Smith, and Dave Underwood. And the Commissioner's Court, Mason County, has 1,703 votes, and the Commissioner's Court voted to divide those votes up between the three candidates and approve them for election to the MCAD Board of Directors. The Commissioners also approved an order for redistricting of political boundaries of Mason County. We are required by the state to redistrict due to some of the changes in population here in Mason County. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we have a meeting scheduled with an attorney from the law firm that represents us in the redistricting issue. We will then draw up the new lines. And on the following Monday, on November the 15th at 8:30 a.m., we will have a public hearing for the redistricting, and then at 9 o'clock, the commissioners will have a meeting, a special meeting, and take action on redistricting Mason County. A couple of other things we did, we approved a renewal of a contract with AT&T for Mason County Sheriff's Office. They agreed to hire and classify a new road and bridge worker. We also agreed to purchase a new credit card reader with JF Petroleum Group out of San Antonio. Our original credit card machine has been broken down and not been functioning for over a month, and it's taken a little while to work through all of the tangles here, but we finally approved this contract and hope that we get the credit card machine installed pretty soon and get back up to work. Mason County also approved a return to work policy. We were presented with a global opioid settlement agreement that the state of Texas has with the federal government. The commissioners decided that with no more issues of it than we have, and with what little funds that we would receive from the federal government over the opioid settlement and all of the red tape involved in it, they just decided to set it aside and not take any action on it right now. We also decided to work with the district attorney in setting up what is called a SAR team, sexual response team, that the state requires us to do, to set up, and we'll probably do on the same grounds that some of the other counties are doing, to try to set up this response team according to the five counties that are in our 452nd Judicial District. After that, the Commissioner's Court went to an executive session to discuss personnel matters, then came out and had a report from the judge. I told him that about opportunity to inquire about an LCRA grant to rebuild and refurnish our rock restroom out by the courthouse. Also gave them copies of the funding agreement that I had received from the Texas Historical Commission and a couple of other little topics that we went through and discussed, and adjourned our meeting at 12 noon. Long meeting. Thanks to KNL for carrying this broadcast. I hope everybody is enjoying these wonderful fall days. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.